from the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome from Rapid City, South Dakota, Ryan Little Eagle will be in the house. Singer, songwriter, and storyteller. He has just released his fifth album out entitled Native Americana, a nice new mix of country folk tunes. Ryan will be stopping by in our spotlight to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. I'm ready. Let's hook it up. Here's new music from Ryan and the new album. Here is Rough in Carolina.
Behind us, 'cause tonight I'm headed to the Carolinas, and I didn't drink milk as a baby boy. I drank gasoline and I played with broke toys. I grew up a cheat, a rambler, and a liar. It's rough in Carolina. Oh, it's rough in Carolina. I was breaking into buildings when I was 13, hauling ass out of parking lots and busting window screens. Now I'm rolling out of something with a gun in my hand, running off to Durham with a brand new plan. I was in the low country with a lot of cash. The cops came up on me way too fast. Guns ablaze and I'll show them I'm a fighter. 'Cause it's rough in Carolina. It's rough in Carolina. Cry for me, darling. I don't have much time, so you better get started. And I'll try to put my past behind us, 'cause tonight I'm headed to the Carolinas. And I didn't drink milk as a baby boy. Drank gasoline and I played with broke toys. Grew up a cheat, a rambler, and a liar. 'Cause it's rough in Carolina. It's rough in Carolina. It's rough in Carolina. It's rough in Carolina.
That's brand new from Ryan Little Eagle. He'll be stopping by in our spotlight in about 25 minutes. All right, music now from Don Amiro. This is Wheels Off.
Just had a flashback trip. Felt rich working for tips. Good times, good friends. Back then didn't know how good we had it. In a rush to grow up fast. Quick blink and here I am. The city streets closing in on me. My need to breathe's got me reaching for my Chevy keys to get these wheels off. Blacktop, backdrop, nothing but blue sky. Dirt road, windows down, let the radio rewind. Get lost in the feeling, get found in the freedom. Unplug the wine, untie the binds that hold me down and get grounded. Wheels off, blacktop. We get so busy sometimes. We feel like ships in the night. But I miss your love, yeah. I miss your touch, yeah. Girl, hop up in my ride and we can go and find and get these wheels off, blacktop, backdrop, nothing but blue skies. Dirt road, windows down, let the radio rewind. Get lost in the feeling, get found in the freedom. Unplug the wine, untie the vines that hold me down and get grounded. Wheels off, blacktop. Cut through the noise and the pines and we'll find our way back to a time when we both felt alive, yeah. Nothing but blue sky. Blacktop, backdrop, nothing but blue skies. Dirt road, windows down, let the radio rewind. Get lost in the feeling, get found in the freedom. Unplug the wine, untie the binds that hold me down and get grounded. Wheels off, blacktop. Wheels off, blacktop.
As I watched you go down my driveway to Rome, a feeling drifted softly through me. With a great big smile and a wave of goodbye, may you always find joy on your own. May all the troubles that you spoke of be blessings in disguise, and the obstacles you face, they strain as you smarts, and in the end, that's just the start. You have to treat
That was brand new from Janet Panic. She's going to be in our spotlight in a few weeks. Or next week. Next week, Janet Panic. All right, down to Brazil, Diego Strauss. I'm Larry Kay, and we are Indigenous in Music.
Cartomante, ao nos descrever, te fez visualizar. Mas um dia após o outro, de repente o ouro fez se revelar. Começou lentamente, um olhar reluzente que modificou nosso jeito de ver a gente. O meu corpo me guia pra junto de nós.
Thank you. Music from Vox Mana and Natalia Clavier from Argentina. All right, let's head over to Colombia. Bamba Estero.
Thank you.
come visit us at indigenousmusic.com.
Between four walls, and he could clearly see through his bed.
That was music from Gary Small and the Coyote Brothers, Reservation Town. And before that, Dan Lanincie, Come Toy, some indigenous reggae. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Ryan Little Eagle will be in our spotlight. We just keep doing it right. We're indigenous styling it.
Foolish when sometimes, but it's still my birthday.
We're doing it the indigenous way.
Every day I...
And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com.
Join us on SoundCloud on your smart speaker. We're making it easier than ever to tune in and enjoy a selection of indigenous tunes with no interruptions. Indigenous in Music with Larry K is at your fingertips, wherever you are. It all starts at indigenousinmusic.com.
Indigenous in music. We are indigenous in music.
You fit me just like a glove.
America's best indigenous tunes start right here. We are indigenous in music. The Say Magazine Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome from Rapid City, South Dakota, Ryan Little Eagle is in the house. Singer, songwriter, and storyteller. He has just released his fifth album out entitled Native Americana, a mix of country folk tunes that you will enjoy. It's time to find out all about Ryan and his new music. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Ryan Little Eagle. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Larry. How you doing? How's everybody out there in the radio world?
Hey, we're all doing good. Kind of warm down here in Florida. How's South Dakota this time in February?
A little cool, but, you know, we're hanging in there.
Got snow yet?
Yeah, we've had it on and off.
Okay. Well, hey, I've been jamming to your music all day. Good stuff. I like it. And the last album is a bomb. I love it.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Definitely a musical journey.
Well, Ryan, it's your first visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the new album, Native Americana. So go ahead and hit the stage, Ryan.
Well, I started off as a flutist and went from being flutist doing picking up guitar and doing a little bit more on the singer-songwriter style. Pretty much spend the whole year on the road or in between South Dakota, the Southern Appalachians, sometimes venture towards the Southwest. Play a lot in Montana these days, and just pretty much I play about 300 shows a year.
Wow, you stay busy. Now, the album Native Americana, tell me about the name.
Well, so as I started singing, you know, I was definitely more towards the countryside, and over time, you know, I developed my own style, which is kind of borrowed from folk music, country music, a little bit of Americana, and I never really had a way of describing it, especially infusing the flute. So
yeah,
just became a little gimmick thing, Native Americana, kind of capturing on the old and working and embracing the new.
Yeah, I like it. Country flute, too. Indigenous flute. And you have a good singing voice. I've been listening to your music all day, and I was listening at the beginning. You just played the flute. When did you decide to sing?
About 5 years ago, I was in a pretty, I just come out of a pretty bad relationship and got to the point I was kind of, I don't know, burnt out with the flute just because everywhere, do you have your flute? Do you have your flute? Are you going to play your flute? Do you have your flute?
Where's the flute?
And it just got to the point I was so burnt out. I ended up at an open mic. There's a guy, there's a songwriter there, happy to hear the flute, and he's like, oh, I want to add that to my sound. And I told him I'd do it just so long as I get a chance to sing.
Yeah.
You know, been 5 years of just constant repetition of singing and got to the point where it's at.
Nice, nice. Cool, cool. Yeah. Now, I was reading you do a lot of storytelling too. Do you bring the guitar with you, or do you just do the...
Depends. I actually was working over at Tatanka over in Deadwood, South Dakota, and for when I was there, we were doing presentations, and I was doing, you know, more of the traditional side of it.
Sure.
And then now, when it comes to like the songs I play, people talk about like all the stories I tell before the songs.
Okay.
Like
I like it.
Made for You, I talk about, you know, the process of going through relationships, or you know, weddings. The fact that I had never been invited to one, short of one I played for a friend of mine, and that's with my sister getting married twice.
So you got to play twice.
Something like that. But you know, a lot of it, I guess, is that when it comes to like my perform, when I get a chance to perform like my own show where I'm not doing covers or playing, you know, to a bar or a restaurant, when it's like more of a individual show, I do a lot of the stories behind the songs, because to me, even as a songwriter, you know, when I listen to other people, I'm always interested, why did you write the song?
Yeah.
And I guess that's where I started to get more of that storyteller vibe and
ran with it. Good job. Yeah. What are your plans for this year? You got the new album out.
Pretty much was working with a guy out of Atlanta, actually heading down there to work for a little bit, probably going to be there for the spring going into summer.
So you'd be busy in the studio.
Well, that's what we're, that's what I'm hoping. I actually am working on another project right now. I'm taking a bunch of newer songs that I've written. This album is definitely more on the folk side, but, he's talking about wanting to go to Nashville. We actually shot two music videos that's out right now. One for my song Made for Two, one for a song I wrote called Texas. And basically just trying to get to that next level.
Yeah.
So, but I'm hoping by 2025 to really start hitting the road more. 2024, doing the usual kind of hiding out in different spots, going to a few different states this year, trying to do some shows in Idaho, Washington, Oregon, head down to Colorado, maybe kind of explore the West a little bit more.
Sure, sure. Well, you get some spare time, come on down to Florida.
Definitely planning on it sometime. It's on the list.
Yeah. Any advice for new musicians who are thinking about getting into the scene? I know it's a big job and you've come a long way, so I know you got some good words to say.
Don't do it. Nah.
think hard, right?
I will. Music is a hard thing, but you can make it. The biggest thing is how hungry are you? There's plenty of work out there, but you have to be willing to put yourself out there and go find it.
Ryan, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of me, find me on Facebook, Instagram. If they Google my name, Ryan Little Eagle, I'm the only person that pulls up. You can also check out my website. I got a contact page on there. Just revamped that the other day. So,
all right. We'll have to head over there right now. Today, we're speaking with Ryan Little Eagle. He's featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. You can read all about Ryan and hear his music at our place at indigenousandmusic.com. Ryan, great to have you on the show. Thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear your music, too. And the new stuff from Native Americana. We'll be jamming on it for sure. We're going to play you Ryan's current release. Here is Till I'm Gone.
Thank you. down the highway, looking for a home. Faded dreams and memories left behind in the rearview. Drifter on the run, searching for another song. Always restless, never settled, no matter where I go. Don't know where I'm going, the road is long. My heart's gonna lead me, and I'll follow, follow till I'm gone. Wanderer out there, blazing down a brand new trail. Making friends and family all along the road. Gypsy and a hustler, reaching for the dream. A 100 miles left to go, I'm never turning back. Don't know where I'm going, the road is long. Heart's gonna lead me, and I'll follow, follow till I'm gone.
That was music from Ryan Little Eagle, and that was Till I'm Gone. In case you're just tuning in, Ryan was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
It's a moving target, and nobody hits it. That horizon is always a few more miles away. An age-old fact, ain't no escaping that. Yeah, with everything you want, there's all that's in the way. I don't mind the losing. The losing makes me stronger.
laughs are rolled in circles, but you learn to work it. There's dark day holding my dreams to a wing and prayer. So underestimate me. Ain't nothing gonna shake me. When the rubber hits the road, baby, I'll be there.
Music from Joey Pringle.
Like a phoenix flying out.
That's Phoenix. Brand new. Hey, right now, you want to ever get a hold of me? You can text us at the Two Buffalo text line. 936-628-4837. That's 936-NATIVES. Text us. Let me know where you're at. What's going on? What station you're listening from? All right, here's Indian City. This is Strawberries and Champagne.
to change. If you want a rainbow first, you have to put up with the rain. I said, oh, 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 sweet pleasure and sweeping your hand in mine, side by side, strawberries and champagne.
Strawberries and champagne. Brand new music from Indian City. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back.
You never thought you loved me. I'm so scared to believe. You never thought you loved me. And now don't you ever leave.
We just keep doing it right.
It's getting hot. It's getting
We're Indigenous Styling. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com.
Show your support for Indigenous in Music. Here's a fantastic way. Donate your car. It's a win-win. You free up space, get a tax write-off, and support a great cause. Help us keep the rhythm alive and the culture thriving. To learn more about car donations and how it benefits Indigenous artists, visit us at indigenousinmusic.com and make a difference today.
Let's hook you up with music now from Nahiwak. This is Open Window.
Yeah. thousands years ago. There were giant animals, at this age, deem you were free and a man. A hunter named Mr. Napeo had a dream about a caribou in the spirit world. The story teaches us to never give up. We must be strong, hold on tonight. Like your ancestors, we have the power to succeed. Reaching our goals, never surrender, my friends. Until we can reveal the dream of the light man. He who reached the white mountains, he started fire and rest till the end of the day. They put the Niman on the ground, they fall asleep on the bed of branches. They hear the Tewagen and reach the dream world.
That's music from Mike Hall, Caribou Man. Hey, if you're enjoying today's show, you can always find us. We always hang out 24-7, 365 at our music page at indigenousandmusic.com. Stop on over and check us out.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.